Hey, beautiful humans. Today's episode sounds like bliss because we're chatting about rebelling with light. And we're chatting about rebelling with light in depth. Let's do this. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. Hi, my friends. Welcome back. So good to have you here. Big smile on my face right now because I finally get to explain to you what the bloody hell has been going on in these last five episodes. You may have had some inkling. At the time of recording this, it's February 2019. I understand that by the time you're listening to this, it may be September 2025. Who knows? And this may not be relevant, but for now, for those of you who are joining me in somewhat real time, I have the privilege of speaking in a little bit more depth about what is going on around here. Why did those last five episodes exist? And where are we going with all of this? So I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that those 12 qualities that we have explored over the last five episodes, let me quickly remind you of them. Courage, creation, collaborative leadership, sovereignty, sensuality, reverence, play, power, metamorphosis, beauty. I feel like I'm missing a few in there. I feel like I'm missing curiosity and attunement. I know that they're somewhere in there as well. I want you to imagine what life might look like if week after week, for 9 months, you were guided through a process of bringing those qualities of life within you. Imagine these states of being weaving their way into your physical and subtle DNA. Well, that's exactly what they are. My mentoring program, Rebels of Light, has landed for 2019, and it's been such a joy to share her with you after we launched its debut round in 2018. It was, like I've mentioned in a previous podcast, one of the absolute privileges of my lifetime so far was to facilitate that experience. And we're back this year. We're back and we have deepened rather, and we have this new sense of certainty about this process because no longer is it something that I am trying to make sense of, that I am trying to articulate, but now it's a proven code. We have seen women transformed. And so those 12 core essences, those 12 words that we have explored together, they are the values, they are the DNA strands that facilitate conscious rebellion in our lives. And in Rebels of Light, what we do is we build upon strand by strand, we repeat the process, we use these anchor points of these DNA strands to become someone new, to behave in new ways, to relinquish that which truly doesn't serve us anymore. So Rebels of Light, it's a mentoring program. It's a code for living a life of powerful being, healing, feeling, freedom. And she herself is a very powerful being and she has so much to offer you and so much to offer me. She changed my life last year. It was just the most humbling experience. And what I'm excited to do today is I'm excited to share with you a little bit more about her. I'm going to unpack what this program is about, where the next 9 months will take us, and I'll give you some hints as to what you can expect. The reason I'm excited about this podcast episode is you're listening here, like I'm preaching to the choir here. You know, you are listening, you've gotten this far into the podcast, into this particular podcast episode, because you are sincerely, genuinely interested in knowing more. And so I want to say thank you for that by lifting the lid and sharing with you more than what you will find on the sales page, more than what you will find in any of our other marketing. I want to introduce you to what you can sort of expect out of the flow of these 9 months, okay? 9 months, a deep dive into our quest for inner light, totally, utterly revolutionized by the energy of rebellion. Now, we need to use this energy of rebellion in a different way, and we need to redefine what it even means anymore. I want us collectively to change our tune when it comes to rebellion. It is no longer about flipping the bird and sculling a bottle of Sambuca and getting the tattoos, though I'm all for the tattoos. And I'm also all for flicking the bird when the time is ripe and right. But here's what I believe in, right? The greatest threats to our ability to thrive and create in the world, which is what I want to do. I want to thrive and I want to create. We have some real threats standing in our way of that. Here are just a few. Self-doubt and confusion, totally inhibiting our ability to thrive and create. Comparison. I don't even want to talk about that too much because it's just so evident and prevalent and discombobulating. I don't want to give it any more energy, just to say that every time we are choosing in on comparison, we are chopping our ability to thrive and create off at the knees. Distraction is killer. The ignorance of our own true power, the reluctance to really own our stories and our data, our lack of discernment. When we are too adaptable and too malleable, we're getting in our own way. And of course, overwhelm, right? So not even knowing what to think or who to believe or what to prioritize anymore, because the world is just moving so fast and there's so much noise and we're just totally severed from our own sense of choice. These days, the personal is political. And the political is personal. So when these threats are running in our inner world, or when they're running our inner world, say that we're being completely run by comparison, distraction, and overwhelm, the result is absolute chaos. And then we start to see these qualities spill out into our culture and into our political landscape. It has to start within. And I'm so annoyed at myself even listening to myself say that, because we've heard this a million times, you know, it all starts within, but it so does. And it's so clear. So it's like, if we don't tend to ourselves and learn how to self-soothe and self-lead through times of confusion, through times of ignorance, through times of comparison, then we cannot expect to create a world that we're really happy to be a part of. So the great change starts with great self-leadership. We learn in full reverence how to leave ourselves behind in order to become who we can really be. So we come home more fully and more whole than ever before, with energy to burn. We become more audacious than ever, yet also more compassionate, more powerful than ever, but more spacious, more fierce than ever before. But running alongside that, we also learn the skills that it takes to be a kinder person. How? How? How do we learn all this? How do we get a hold on all this? Here's how. I'm going to walk you through the slipstream that is our content, and I want you to become really sensitive to your body now as I talk about all this, because you're about to hear a whole lot of words. But what I have tried to teach you in the last 5 episodes is to feel the feeling behind the word and to attune to what I'm saying. Your body will know if Rebels of Light is right for you. And once your body knows, the rest of the hows will be sorted out. Okay? if your body knows, and if you choose to align with this experience in 2019, I trust you and your soul and your resilience and your resourcefulness to be able to make this happen. So let's dive into this. We begin our journey by, well, after we have set up an incredibly safe space for the community, after we've laid down some beautiful, nourishing, supporting and loving community guidelines and boundaries, we take the journey. We start walking up the mountain together. And how that starts for us is it's a process of tracing our pathway of rebellion. We look back on our lives. We start connecting some of the dots in full recognition of how we got to where we got to today. I'm not going to go too much into that. It's a very deep, beautiful, searing process. But let's just say that our process begins by looking in the rearview mirror. And we don't spend long there, but it's where it begins. Because if we are to really rapidly change, I'm very interested in plucking the thing out from the root that's keeping me stuck, right? So we take a quick look. Then the reckoning, right? So we reconcile that pathway of rebellion. We bring it into present time. We generate momentum now so that as we look forward, we can create from a clean slate, not one that is marred by our past. I will teach you the Rebels of Light activation sequence. It sounds quite intergalactic, I know, and it kind of is. But this is such a powerful thing that you can do day in and day out whenever you are consciously creating, whenever you need to make a big decision, whenever you need to draw on courage. And it teaches you how to work with the subtle realms so that you can start creating and noticing and receiving something different in this world of form. So, you know, this could be anything from attitudinal shifts to habits and routines. This activation sequence will teach you to honor your intuition that's otherwise been ignored. And we need to get really clear at this part of the program, because this is where we start to ask, where do I know that my soul is asking me to transform and I am simply pretending that I'm confused? Where am I not paying attention? Where am I consciously or otherwise turning a blind eye? You already know the answer as I'm saying this. And I feel like this is not convenient to look at. This is the part of Rebels of Light where if you do not consciously opt in, you might opt out before you've even really hit your stride in this program. This is where we ask you to lean in, lean in. Lean into yourself. What are you not listening to? It's not convenient. And may I say that this is also the stage of this program last year where I ended my marriage, because I was doing the content too and I was paying attention and I was taking guidance from Rebels of Light. Next up, after we've gotten clear on that, we start exploring influence, relationships, and the decrowning of your sovereignty. So we talk about what it really means to relinquish your power. We hear this a lot, but what does it mean to give up your power? How do you get it back? How do you protect yourself, restore yourself? And how can we relate to the people in our lives in a really empowered way? How do we navigate conflict? How do we navigate a relationship in our life where we know, do you know when the energy just isn't right? And you've not even spoken to the person, but you just feel it. I'm going to teach you what to do. And during this process, during this month of our rebellion, we're going to start making an inquiry into human order versus divine order. So often in our relationships, we muddy them because our very confused, addicted to world of form human order overtakes a situation where divine order can come through and create healing. We're going to explore that together. Next up, this is going to be one of my favorite pillars, and this is an addition that we've added in this year that was not present with us last year. Technology and time as allies, not enemies. We will explore having, what does it mean to create a sovereign relationship with time and technology, because certainly these two beings or two entities or two constructs, they also pose great threats to our creativity and to our thriving. this is some of the greatest work that we'll do in this lifetime, is forming a sovereign relationship with time and technology. I promise you that. And when we can really start to empower ourselves with really nourishing boundaries in this way, when we can get back into right relationship with these allies, rather than cursing them, if we can actually come into right relationship with them, then we can have a respectful cooperation. You know, we understand that technology is here to serve us. The construct of time is supposed to help us in some way formulate a life that makes sense here as humans. But we need to be really honest about how our addiction to these things is completely inhabiting our thriving. Next up, breaking the bonds of culture. Gosh, this was a big one for us last year. It was so beautiful to see these women gather and have those light bulb moments of, oh my goodness, I can't believe that that is a paradigm that I have been subscribing to right until this very minute. And so what do we do when we become aware of a culture that we're not only subscribing to, but benefiting from, that is not in the highest good of all? What do we do? I can show you. I can give you some ideas. I can give you some practices to play with. And as we move towards the end of the program, one of our final pillars is called moving into you. This is where it gets rich and sensual and emotional and totally joyful. This is where we explore our bodies and we allow our bodies to reintroduce their innate power to us. We explore body as powerful creator, body as informing us on how our desired outcomes rest in ourselves. So this is not just about dance, and this is not just about changing our state physically so that we feel differently. This is about alchemy. This is about using our muscles and our bones and our blood and our breath and our minds and art and music to create in the present moment. And it is just so succulent. Oh, I've got goosebumps all over my body because I remember how powerful this was for our rebels in 2018. To complete the year, the journey, the experience, the rebellion is our celebration project. And woven into this is a beautiful opportunity to engage in collaborative community care. You can read a little bit more about that on the website over at tarabliss.com.au. And so all the while, whilst this is happening, whilst we're exploring this monthly content, it's to call it content, by the way, it sounds so ridiculous. I have to find another word or receive another word because it just doesn't sound right. But as we're exploring these sequences or these codes, as we're riding the wave of conscious rebellion monthly with what I've just mentioned, those DNA strands I mentioned, one at a time, they're going to be dropped in week by week as bite-sized practices and considerations. You will have your monthly guiding light, which is what we're exploring that month. But week by week, a DNA strand will be dropped in so that you can weave that into your being and play with it. It's a little dare. We call it a DNA dare. All the while, I'm reading you. I'm reading the group. I'm getting a sense for where are we at. I'm very sensitive to when I need to repeat something or when I need to pump the brakes or when, like we did last time, we just skipped over some content because I'm in a conversation with you about how this is going. So that content that I just mentioned, it's very subject to change. I expect it to change, but just know that this is not copy paste. This is, here's a scaffolding. Let's be flexible with this because I'm going to meet the group and the group energy where it's at and adjust accordingly. I know, and I'm sensitive to when I need to add in extra Q&A sessions so that we can pull apart what we're exploring a little bit more. There's no worksheets, my friends. There's no gold stars. This is not one of those experiences where you need to download all of your things and get all of your stationery. I mean, some of you are really into that and I get that. But your power here is in showing up and tuning in and putting the distractions away and then practicing what we talk about in your spare time. And the resounding feedback from our last round was thank you for that. Thank you for not making this about homework, but for making this about living and being and expanding. Like, expanding is your homework, right? When you show up and receive in full presence, practice this code in your own way and then experience the transformation. This is where it's most potent. Within, remember, if we want to have any role in transforming so much of this chaos that's happening in our world, go in, launch, dive inside yourself. What I'm really excited to share about this round in 2019 is that we have brought back some of our Rebels of Light alumni, and they are helping us to hold this container as space holders this year. It's going to be so phenomenal. And they will so generously be holding rebel cells. These will happen a couple times a month. And I want you to think of these rebel cells similarly to what a tutorial lesson may be at a university or college program. So this is an opportunity for you to get in a Zoom room with people who have done this journey with before, who have tread this path before you. And it's simply an environment and a safe space for you to connect, share, pull things apart together, and really establish that deepened community with one another. This is also an excellent example of collaborative leadership. I'm not sure if you caught on to that yet or not. So, my friends, there we have it. That's me teasing out the content a little bit for you. I hope that it brings clarity. I hope that you got some goosebumps. I hope that your heart went thump-de-thump-de-thump. Yes, that's for me. If so, I'm smiling big at you right now. I can feel the transformation ahead. But don't just trust me, okay? So before I sign off for the day, I want to read you a beautiful letter to Rebels of Light that was written by one of our 2018 alum goddesses, Jessica Savage. I asked for her permission to read this for you today. I just thought it was so devastatingly beautiful. It made me smile and it made me cry. And you'll notice that Jess really, truly wrote this to Rebels of Light, to the experience, not to me, but to this beautiful, powerful being that reached into her heart last year. Dear Rebels of Light, thank you. Thank you for making me question if I was worth the investment. Thank you for giving me the option to value myself. Thank you for choosing Tara Bliss as your facilitator, for her goddess presence, intuition, knowing, and gentle guidance. Thank you for the container you were, the space you held. Thank you for not breaking my trust. Oh, God. Thank you for the friendships you created as you witnessed us soften, rebel, and expand as individuals. Thank you for enabling me to deepen all of my relationships. Thank you for gifting me the time to understand that I was placing expectations on others, but not showing up for myself, that I needed to participate so much more in everything. Thank you for the subtlety, for showing us the tools that we already had, but didn't know how to use. Thank you for allowing me to see that I can have agency over myself and that I can be love in action. Thank you for not pushing the realization that my energetic boundaries are my own to create and uphold, for giving me freedom to let that realization set in. I'm just going to repeat what she just said. Thank you for not pushing that realization, but for giving me the freedom to let that realization settle in. Thank you for showing me that I need to stop trying to fix things, that this is in the highest good of all. Thank you for casting light on the fact that merging with others is a conscious choice. Thank you for holding me when I felt uncomfortable and wanted to rebel against the content laid out in front of us, for giving me time to come back and sit down around the campfire without judgment. Thank you for showing me that self-care is community care. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to go deep, challenging, but oh so rewarding. Thank you for reminding me that I am privileged, that awareness of the society and culture we are a part of is a responsibility, not a choice. Thank you for intuitively guiding me into alignment and for teaching me how to get back if I'm ever pulled away in the future. Thank you for giving me permission to look forward and live in the future, to let go of the past, to be truly abundant. Thank you for shining light on what I was really seeking all along. Thank you for weaving your DNA strands throughout the year like you did, so I could embody these time after time until they wove themselves deep enough that they became my DNA strands too. Thank you for waking me up to my own life so that I can be alive and thrive, for celebrating the light worker in me. Thank you for your generosity, for your impact on the world. I will be forever grateful for the change you have had and the ripples that you will continue to create in my world. Jessica. So, my friends, Rebels of Light is a felt essence. We're receiving countless emails as a team, people saying, I'm making this happen. I don't know how, but I am. The path before me is completely unclear, but I'm committed to being a Rebel of Light this year. And for those of you that are saying that, I really honor you. And for those of you who are still having your hesitations, my advice at this point would be, hold the vision in your heart and your mind so clearly and so distinctly that you will be joining us this year. Do not give up on yourself just yet. Hold that vision and allow the hows to work out. If you have any questions about Rebels of Light, please come over to tarabliss.com.au/episode 7 and leave a question in the comments for us. You can also leave me a comment on Instagram and I'd be happy to speak to you there. That's it from me today. Rebelling with light and in light in 2019 is the greatest honor. And for you to join us, well, that would sound like bliss to me. Friends, thank you so much for being here and tuning in today. I appreciate your presence like you simply wouldn't believe. If you found value in today's podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and share this episode on your social feed of choice. Instagram is my digital playground and you can tag me there @Tara_bliss. If you're feeling particularly generous, leaving a review on iTunes will help get these sounds into even more eardrums. Thank you so much in advance for that. For show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump on over to tarabliss.com.au/episode 7. That's episode and the number 7. And subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment right here, right now. Bye-bye now.